Hello and welcome to Space Heater Nerd 105.5, let's call that this
One
week.
five four five. All right.
Yeah, we don't want to skip a show or anything, but there's actually no one on today.
I'm on.
There's no one on today, and so, well, I mean, we can have a show about racism, then you can be on.
I'm not that bad.
No. No, Ryan and I are on tonight. Rex couldn't be able to make it. Sean couldn't be able to make it, and we just weren't bothered to be like, "Hey, we have the random person. You want to jump on our show?" And then, that doesn't fly.
No.
But we're gonna make it a quick show this week. I even started a really good beer and everything too. So, whoa, this beer actually won Brewery of the Year for.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Red Betty
Okay.
Northwest IPA.
All right,
I think it's Canadian.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
reach into my mini fridge, and I have a Arrogant Bastard bourbon barrel aged. Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah,
Let's go
there
drink
you
that.
go. we really don't have a show prepared tonight, mainly because I myself have been so busy with wedding stuff. I'm married this weekend,
It's
and Ryan is my
kind of
best man.
that's kind of important.
Yeah, so there was no guest planning. There was nothing else that to do, to plan with, or no time to do any of that. But man, we did drink a lot of beer and whiskey in the last couple of days.
Yeah, but we just want to at least, talk to you, the audience, be like, hey, we're still here. Don't worry, we don't want to miss an episode, but because both Jesus and I were busy with the last weekend, Jesus more especially busy. Just want to say hi. Gotta check in with y'all. I know there's a lot of stuff going on later this month. Later this year, we have OniCon coming up. We also have a bunch of games coming out. So we're just gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Speaking of being busy, it is after my wedding, and so I should be being busy with my wife at the moment, but I'm here talking to
Oh
people,
my gosh.
so that's cool. So you gotta make
You
it
need to
worth it,
make you
Ryan.
need to take a break every so often.
I need to go
To hydrate,
hydrate.
prevent chafing.
Lord. What is it that what isn't there like I think it was like a squirrel or something that actually consummates itself with its partner until it disintegrates.
What? I need to look this up because that sounds horrible.
Yeah, there's let me see if I could find it.
Well, it's a squirrel that consummates until it utterly just makes itself dissolve.
It's a marsupial that has sex until it dies.
What a way to go.
It's a little rat-looking thing from Australia, of course.
Do you want?
I guess it's trying to spread its progeny before like the spiders or the snakes get it.
It's not a really good way to go because everyone's gonna say it's like, hey, I wanna are we going. I want to go during sex and just think about your partner.
Oh wait, it's frenetic. There's no courtship. The males will just grab the females and both will mate promiscuously.
It's animals. They
The mating season lasts for several weeks, and the males will typically die from exertion. excessive stress hormones in the males that build up during the mating season degrade their body tissue, leading to death.
okay.
Wow.
All right, they just like that episode of the body's willing, but the flesh is weak and spongy.
Oh, death by snoo snoo in IRL.
I know. I like I said, I don't know if that's good. I mean, think about your partner. I'm like, oh my God, I died during sex, and then your partner's like, oh my God, this person died while I was having sex with this person.
real quick, I was going to I've been buying games like crazy since like I haven't been able to buy games or play games for a while because of the wedding, getting ready for that. And my wife was like, "Hey, you know what? It's time for you to have some fun." And I picked up what did I pick up?
Sorry.
I picked up the Godzilla game. I picked up the Metal Gear Solid finally.
Okay. Did you play any of the older ones?
I played some of it.
Okay. See, I just didn't want to. I know I mentioned the show before, but I'm playing through the other ones. I'm on three right now. I'm like maybe 5 hours into three. I just don't want to. It seems like it's such an epic story that I don't want to miss it. I know I could just keep up. I don't know, just keep up with like the story through like Wikipedia, but I want to play through it.
But all you have to play is three.
Yeah, it's three is the most
Peace
important
Walker.
one. Yeah.
Yeah, three and Peace Walker is all you have to do. But Jen hasn't really played any of them, and she sat down with me, and I played about 3 or 4 hours, and she was there watching, and she was like, "Man, God, this is really crazy and incredible."
Okay, it's pretty. It's a
Especially,
pretty game.
well, not just that, but I mean, it's like the prologue where the fireman and the floating guy come out.
Ah, look who's talking about Metal Gear now.
Well, I had, you know, I had to bring back the spirit of Rex and Sean for one show.
No, yeah. So did you play any Godzilla? Because I heard that game is decent if you are a fan, which I am, and I know you are.
It has like Earth Defense Force feel to it, because it has a storyline.
Okay, what's the story?
So right now it's like the G-Force trying to defend Japan and political stuff, where like the Prime Minister is like, "Oh my God." Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can give you all this power and stuff like that.
Oh.
But they have but it's pretty fun. I played for a little bit because I also bought Mario Maker. I almost bought Destiny.
I heard it's good. I know some of the listeners might remember that like I kept talking about it maybe like months ago, and I kind of fell out. To me, a lot of MMOs are like that. To me, I'll get really, really into it, and then it fizzles out. And to me, playing the same levels over and over and over again wasn't very attractive. But I heard the Taken King kind of bumps it, and I don't know if I have time to come back to it though.
Yeah, I was just like whatever. But I did get Mad Max. Also, I haven't played that. Ended up getting Mortal Kombat X because I found it for like $10.
That's cool. That's actually a pretty good game. That's actually a very, very good sequel to the Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, so I'll be trying that out. But the one I kind of was stuck on is Battlefront. I really want to play that when it comes out.
Yeah, soon, right? That's like in a month.
November. No, it's in November, yeah. Okay. But what are you going to... I want to play it on PC.
We'll play it on PC, Rob, then. Yeah.
Rob, who plays with me... Oh, us?
Yeah.
He said he's going to get it on PC, and I think our whole group is okay. Too.
I guess we'll just give let's get on Origin.
Oh, no, not my files.
Yeah, it's freaking Origin. I have Battlefield 4 and SimCity on there. Stupid SimCity. I was so mad.
I think I still have what is it called? Titanfall on there.
Oh, yeah, Titanfall. Titanfall, yeah. I played that for, like, 20 hours, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Well, nobody wanted to play with me, so I cried and just shut it off.
Well, I was really good, so I cried.
The one I'm eyeing right now, because it's on sale also, is Ark.
Oh, yeah. So you were mentioning that to me earlier today. Well, can you tell me about Ark? What's the deal with Ark?
It looks like it's like a RPG, MMO-ish kind of thing. Okay. But not so MMO-ish. I don't know. You have tribes and stuff. Oh, that's my dog. Sorry. Yeah. So he's getting used to the new place and barking at everything. So that's going to be the musical background.
So I've seen screenshots. I don't know much about it. I saw dinosaurs, and of course, I like
it. It looks pretty.
Yeah, it does. For like one of those survival-y kind of games, it does look super pretty.
Yeah, but you have like there is a weather and day cycle.
Cool.
Let's see, there's like harvesting, doing all that, but it's really cool because there's actually like an end game to it, where when you have like a tribe, so let's say, you know, like you, me, Rob, and whoever gets the game, we become a tribe.
Yeah,
you can summon like mythical creatures.
Okay.
That you can take down, so that's like the end game.
Okay.
So I mean, I think that's cool. And also, now that I had a fight with Comcast because I have a I had that boost system or whatever installed in here, which is like 150 megabits per second, and they didn't.
Oh.
And then today I was like, "Hey guys, I need this," and they gave it to me. I downloaded 46 gigs in 10 minutes.
Holy crap on a stick!
So I'm
Yeah, download those hotwares.
Yeah, well, the only reason I'm so like all about it is because I'm coming from what's it called, DSL,
Okay.
and like low level DSL. So everybody else is like on a T1 or something, and I'm like, guys, it's fast, you know.
That's insane.
But no, that's man, we have so much coming up too, which we are going to get our asses in gear also after this wedding.
Yeah, so I know we have Extra Life coming up, so we're excited about that.
Yes, we're going to be working hard on Extra Life.
Yeah.
We may have two events again, or one at the Microsoft store in the Baybrook Mall. I have to meet with them.
And
And then,
we're gonna post a link to our group page on the Facebook. We're gonna do it like right now. So when you listen to this, you can see it. We want you either for you to join or donate to us.
yes, and remember, it's all for Texas Children's Hospital.
Yep.
If you're not from around Houston, it is a Children's Miracle Network hospital. So whatever you donate goes 100% to help
Yes.
sick
So
kids.
please donate, or if you want to play games with us, join. And then if you join us, maybe we can hit you up. Maybe we can make you part of the we can play together, stream together. That'd be great.
Maybe,
Maybe.
if we like you.
Yes. Like, yeah. Just stars, just asterisk if we like you.
There's also OniCon coming up,
OniCon, that was one of our favorite
which,
conventions in
yeah,
it's just we have
I,
so much fun at OniCon.
it, you know, it's gotta be important if we're gonna give away, if we're gonna give up going to like Halloween stuff.
Yeah, it's usually always our Halloween is it's replaced by OniCon, but yeah, I mean it's just it's a lot of fun. It's a medium-sized con, so it feels more personal than like a super huge con, and we always see all our friends there. I don't know. There's like also is there a lot of stuff going on around OniCon? Because usually, a lot of our friends there, the time is not divided. We just have a lot of great fun.
I mean, it is Halloween on Galveston Island too, so there's a lot of that stuff going on.
That too.
But I enjoy picking on the kids there.
Oh
I
yeah.
know that sounds,
No,
yeah,
I'm
it
not
sounds
picking. We're
horrible,
just
but
having some fun.
okay. I enjoy picking on the weebs there.
Oh my. But they're weird.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Oh,
They're used to bullying.
wow.
Oh man, it's like we switched roles today.
Yes, exactly. No, so yeah, we have that, and then we have a small lull during the winter break, but I mean, yeah, we're gonna finish this year strong though.
Know, we might do some stuff during the winter too, just to keep everybody caring about us. But no, it should be a good time and all that. We are only doing this for a couple minutes, so we can go ahead and keep our unbeaten track record of over
Yeah, we're not gonna
100.
miss a podcast. I mean,
Yeah, one.
even though it's a podcast like this, we're not gonna miss a podcast. I know we don't have a guest and we're not as prepared, but we're gonna miss it.
Even if I was in the middle of Yellowstone Park and then I had to yell to get my echo across to like Rex, who had a phone holding up like a
Yeah.
recording device.
Or if I'm in the middle of like somewhere and I have to have a ham radio, I'm gonna figure out how to connect a ham radio into Skype. To
Or even if I was stuck inside of a wall with no recording possibilities, and I could tap my fingers to like Morse code against the wall, you know, and then they would just transcribe what I said at every, you know, every time. I would do that just to get the show taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I am going to go back and enjoy my video. I mean, my wife.
Yes, it just yes. I don't want to be inappropriate. I'm just like, yes, you just got married. Go and it's like, yeah, go do your wife. Awesome.
You were inappropriate regardless, so it doesn't
Terrible.
matter.
All this inappropriateness happened at the wedding. It's all good.
Oh
We had
God,
fun.
that wedding though.
Yeah.
That wedding was fun.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
very, very fun.
Yes, I hope the dancing videos don't show up online anywhere, because Yumi, Sean, and Medina were busting it down on the dance floor.
All I know is so okay. So it's kind of some inside baseball here. So you got married and you all got the groomsmen some a special underwear, and by special is by Russell Ruse, who we had on the show. And
this podcast brought to you by Russell
right,
Ruse.
This podcast brought to you by Russell Ruse. But we were talking about it in the groom's room, and I think he kind of showed it to the photographer, and I'm like, whatever. So I kind of unhooked my pants and pulled it down, and I showed him mine that says Titty Master on it, and he showed it to me, and I'm like, once I get that, I'm gonna put that on the internet and put it as my profile picture.
Oh, we gotta Photoshop that vaporwave palm tree.
Yes, go send that to me, and I'll Photoshop it. I'll post it on Space City Nerd.
Yeah, the venue that we had was the Vaporwave capital of the world in terms of statues.
Yes, that's statues. So it's hilarious because one other thing inside baseball. Drea from one of our a special show we had, the Weboro Baptist Church. Anyway, she was the maid of honor, and anyway, we were walking down. And we saw a statue next to the palm tree. And you got married close to around 6, past 6. So the sun was setting. So the sun had like a blue and orange hue to it. And she was like, look at super vaporwave. Look at the color. And I almost lost it. I was like, Drea, shut up. Don't talk to me before we walk down. Because they're waiting for us out there. Don't make jokes about vaporwave.
Actually, I'd like to say this: the wedding was full of guests from the show and stuff. That was like one of the funniest things. Yeah. The guy that actually did our ceremony was Jacob Kaye, who we've had on here, and who also quoted Huey Lewis's "Power of Love,"
which I also lost my shit. That was great.
I don't know. Did you hear the one person that just started laughing?
Yes, because
immensely.
Once she realized that he was quoting the Power of Love by Huey Lewis, she was like, what? Which I want to exclaim, but you know, again, as one of the best men, I was standing there, didn't want to ruin the sanctity of the
I didn't care, everybody else was laughing. I was laughing too, so. But enough. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm the guest this week because I talked about my wedding.
Yes,
there you go. Yeah, that's going to do it for this week. Really quick 17-minute show. No edits, nothing at all. But thank you for listening to myself and Ryan blabber on for a little bit. Yes. And
we'll have a full show for you next week.
Yeah, we'll make it up next week. So on behalf of myself and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Night.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes. Making my way on fire escapes. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough on. Sticking up right boys on ball court. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight clip and went all out. Catching keys from proceeds, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers respect mine, I hate the tech now. Bow, move from the gate now.
Magic moves everything around me. Dreams looking crummy, gotta get real, y'all. Magic moves everything around me. Put a crown on me, then answer his call. Magic moves everything around me. That kind ain't funny, it tried to make me kill y'all. Magic moves everything around me. He wants to put the world in his throne, yeah.
It's been 22 long, hard years, I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I beat back the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep
A man with a dream, with plans to make cream was fair. I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch of what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Facing, no one upstate's my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth, who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. We got stick-up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks, and spray shots, all on a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof, to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorty's running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
It's like this, I'm gonna start from the top. Inspect the deck. He's like that dude that'll sit back and watch you play yourself and all that, right? And see you sit there and know you lying, and he'll take you to court after that, because he the inspector. That's why he the, and also he the rebel lionette, you know what I'm saying? And Shamar Raekwon, he the chef, he cooking up some marvelous shit to get your mouth watering on some old shit. Then it's the method, man. It's like mad different methods to the way I do my shit.
You gotta smoke a bean in here.
I'm telling you, my basically method, man, is like roll that shit, light that shit, smoke it. You know what I'm saying? And then baby you, he a psychopathic thinker. Uh-huh. And then we got the old dirty bastard, because there ain't no father to his staff. That's why he the old dirty bastard. Ghostface killer, you know what I'm saying? He on some now you see me, now you don't. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And the RZA, he the sharpest motherfucker in the whole clan. He always on point. Uh-huh. He's a shark with the beats, with the rhymes, whatever, any DJ.
And the GZA, the genius is just the genius. He's the backbone. Self-explanatory.
He the head.
Let's put it that way. We form like Voltron, and it just happens to be the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's cool. So what's like? I mean, what's your like ultimate goal? I guess
Can I say this one?
Domination.
Right now, we still feel like we ain't getting. When we get a little brassle, we really get the way we gotta go. That's when we know what's good. You know what I'm saying? Just right about now, I ain't bragging or nothing. Show the woo got something that I know that everybody wanna hear. Cause I know I've been waiting there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But straight up and now, till we get the goal, we gonna keep going.
Yeah.